Okay, we want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Before we get underway with our next segment, join us online at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And as promised, we are going to recap the NFL Combine. We're looking so forward to the insight, the assessment of a couple of particular players. So we are delighted to welcome in this evening Husker great, the double nickel, number 55, Jason Peter, who I am happy to report, I hope you're back to being 100%. How are you feeling this week, Jay?
I'm a little better, Still with the congestion, so I'm living off the nasal spray, but I'm a lot better than I was last week.
Okay, well, your energy level seems to be up a little bit better, too, so we're glad to have you back. And so kind of take us through, what did you see from this year's, the 2014, the NFL, the Combine? Obviously, the biggest storyline at the top was Johnny Manziel. How would you summarize his experience?
I think it was good. You know, I don't think he did anything that would make people not like him. You know, I think you're either going to have teams that think he is going to be as electrifying in the NFL as he was in college, and then you're going to have other people that no matter what evidence or what data is put in front of them, they're going to say, you know, he's not the prototypical quarterback, and you know, he's too short, or you know, they'll find problems with his 40 time. You know, that if you're going to be a runner, you know, you need to run 4.5, or you know, I mean, whatever the case may be, it's just either, you know, teams like guys or they don't. You know, and he did, I think, what everybody expected him to do, and you know, that was low 4.6s, you know, but that's not his game anyway. You know, I mean, even though people they tie the athleticism to him, Johnny Manziel he's like an escape artist, you know, rather than a full-on sprinter. He's the guy that you know, he's going to just keep extending plays, and when you know, you're watching on TV and there's a defensive end that's just you know, got a direct shot at Manziel, and you think you know, you're gonna sack him for a 3-4 yard loss or whatever it may be, he's gonna escape, right? He's one of these guys that has eyes in the back of his head. But you know, in terms of his combine, I think it was good. It didn't hurt him at all.
Were you surprised,
Ron Jaworski?
Well, I was gonna say, and that leads me to Ron Jaworski, because he said, and I quote, "I wouldn't take him in the first three rounds. It's incomplete right now. He's not done a whole lot for me." Bring it. Come on, Jay. What?
I don't know what else, you know, somebody could do. You know, he won the Heisman Trophy as a freshman. You know, he has completely changed the I think the way people look at Texas A&M. I mean, Texas A&M, when A&M and Missouri went to the SEC, people were thinking, here are two new whipping boys for the SEC. And, you know, what A&M has done under Manziel, I think people are going to realize this, you know, when they watch A&M this year. Kevin Sumlin's got his work cut out for him. But, yeah, I mean, not drafting Manziel in the first three rounds. You know, everything nowadays, there's always the exaggeration part of it, you know, so that people, you know, so somebody can get their name out there, or make sure that their statement makes the front page or whatever it may be. But, I mean, that's absurd, you know, that he hasn't done enough, or, you know, you wouldn't take him in the top three rounds. Well, that's probably why Ron Jaworski has no involvement in player personnel decisions, you know, for any NFL team.
You know, it was interesting, too, a lot of folks talking about just how rehearsed and polished Johnny Manziel was in the Q&A sessions, and just how he just kind of he came across very, very strong.
Well, that's what those guys do. I mean, especially nowadays, it's more ever a business interview than ever before. And these guys, a lot of them who have controversy surrounding them going into the combine, a lot of them will hire, PR sort of people and kind of help them prepare for these interviews. So, you know, nothing wrong with that.
Well, and perhaps he's coming to the realization, you get one shot at the NFL. It's a whole new ball game. He's got to grow up. He's got to be mature. And he just did not come across like Johnny Football. You know, Jay, we've got about 30 seconds. So can you quickly weigh in on Jadeveon Clowney? What are your thoughts on him?
Yeah, he's a freak, and he's another guy where teams are either going to say, he's worthy of number one pick, or you'll have other people that say, this guy is only a physical freak. And, whatever your opinion on him is, he's a rare specimen. Do I personally think that, he's a guy that will play 10, 12 years? No, I don't. Because to do that, you got to love playing football. You got to love the game. And if your heart's being questioned already in college, it's a whole nother story when it's your livelihood.
It's a short and sweet segment this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show with Jason Peter, our weekly Under the Helmet segment, as he's been breaking down the 2014 NFL Combine. And we will continue with this in weeks to come. Jay, thank you so much. I'm glad you're feeling better. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.